This is also the final meeting for the Administrative Director Bill Vickrey. Council members, Chief Justice Ron George, court leaders, state representatives from Sacramento, folks from Utah, many others attended a wonderful event last night honoring Bill for his nearly two decades of dedicated and visionary leadership in California. It was an evening to remember. It was poignant, it was funny, it was sad, and we all love Bill even the more after seeing the film from his family. The early years. And the celebration, I had the pleasure of announcing what we knew and had been under wraps, and that is the extraordinary gifts that council will be providing to him, and that is renaming one of our highest honors, previously named the Distinguished Service Award for Judicial Administration, now be named the William C. Vickrey Award for Leadership in Judicial Administration, because it's appropriate, because it honors the kind of quality, character, and integrity that Bill Vickrey has in abundance, and that is leadership, taking challenge, not taking no for an answer, seeing the possibilities, and making the possible reality for all of us. Thank you, Bill. And the last thing I'd like to say, as you know, that we are renaming the Judicial Council Conference Center, the William C. Vickrey Judicial Council Conference Center, because it is the hub where all policy decisions and discussions happen here on this floor in this building. And it would be only appropriate to always remember that Bill has always been in those meetings and those discussions for the last 20 years. Thank you again, Bill. We also have a resolution. Nancy will bring that forward. Bill, we'd like to take a moment now, present this resolution to you, and we'd like to take a photo so we can hang it, of course, in our newly named conference center. This is a resolution that, of course, chronicles the history of Bill's legendary achievements to build the judicial branch into what it is today, to be admired by all, an institution that gives us strength and structure that allows us to really weather the storms that we could never have weathered it without this kind of structure 20 years ago or even 15 years ago. I hesitate to read it all, but I will indicate something that maybe you don't know about Bill in this resolution, that he is admired nationwide. When I go to the Conference of Chief Justices and I meet with all of the chiefs, all of the administrative directors, Bill is the go-to person. He is the idea man. No one can steal him away, thank goodness. We stole him from Utah. And I want to just tell you a little bit about some of the awards, and this doesn't chronicle all of them, but he has achieved based on his unflagging dedication. Whereas Mr. Vickrey has been recognized for his outstanding achievements in judicial administration, including receiving the James Larson Award, Utah Corrections Association, 1984, Warren E. Berger Award, National Center for State Courts, 1995, Judicial Council Distinguished Service Award for Judicial Administration, 1998, now renamed in his honor. The Award for Leadership in Judicial Administration came in 2011. Leadership Award from the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, year 2000. Award for Innovation and Vision in Government, Government Technology Conference, 2007. Induction into the National Center for State Courts Warren E. Berger Society, 2009. The Kenneth R. Palmer Distinguished Service Award, Conference of State Court Administrators, 2011. Judicial Counsel's Richard D. Huffman Justice for Children and Families Award and Benjamin Aranda III Access to Justice Award, 2011. Awarded jointly by the Judicial Council, the California Commission on Access to Justice, the California State Bar, and the California Judges Association. Bill, an extraordinary career for an extraordinary man. That concludes my report, and appropriately now, I turn it over to the Administrative Director for his report.
I just wanted to thank all of you, and as I said before, all of the former council members, the members of the Administrative Office of the Courts who are, as other Chief Justices have said, as the gold standard across the country in terms of the talent and the contributions that are made to the staff of both the administrative office of the courts and the staff of our courts across the state of California at the trial and appellate level. And it's been a real opportunity for me to have been part of this journey over the last 20 years. And I'm someone who has really been the beneficiary of the great life experiences and the opportunity to participate here. And I also want to thank you for the honors that you have bestowed on me that really belong to the staff of the Administrative Office of the Courts and the staff of all of our trial courts across the state. And as I mentioned to Ron last night when you announced the naming of the conference center, and one of the things that I mentioned that I was most proud of about that is just recognizing the field and the profession of judicial administration in that process in a significant way. And so I thank you on behalf of all of us that work in the field of judicial administration for that, and as well as the recognition with the Council's Distinguished Service Award. So it's been an honor to work for all of you, and as I am, as I said last night, with all of the challenges we face, but extraordinarily optimistic about the continuing progress of our court system and the ability to meet the challenges posed by the never-ending roller coaster ride of the California state budget in the process. But I think we have many partners in our justice system as well as the public as a whole that will be part of the solution, and I hope get us through this year successfully without the need for dramatic closures and layoffs on the courts, and to be able to find solutions for the future of our court system. So thank you again for the opportunity to work with all of you and to work for all of you in this time. Thank you.